It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
It's here. We have made it. The beginning of football season. High school football kicks off this weekend. The GISA kicks off Friday night. The GHSA will kick off next weekend. There are some Thursday games as well. So we're going to jump eyeball deep. And this is going to be a very heavy football-oriented show. That's what we're going to do. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Hill System, Golden Isles Collision, and by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. We're kicking off this weekend. And the area that we cover, right, kind of South Georgia-ish. That's kind of what this show is, especially when it comes to high school football. So the games that we're going to cover, we're going to talk a little bit about those, or the games that are in our coverage area. We're going to talk a little bit about those. And also, I will preview. There's a lot, as you would imagine, a lot of GHSA games next week. So with it being opening week, right? Week one. We're going to call this week zero since we've got the GISA going ahead and kicking off and stealing the thunder to get to, the beginning of high school football season. They're going to take the thunder. And so let's freaking go. All right. The Bethesda Blazers out of Savannah. They're going to head down to St. Simon's. They're going to take on the Frederica Academy Knights. I like to say, in the bloody marsh. The folks over on St. Simon's, the fan base, prefer under the oaks. Fair enough. You do you. I'll do me. And me is in the bloody marsh. So Bethesda will head to Frederica. Frederica is going to, we're going to learn a lot. Frederica had a tough offseason. Four-star tight end, transfers to Bowles. All-state quarterback transfers to Valwood. We're going to talk about a little bit about that too. Lost an offensive lineman, lost a receiver. So it's been a real tough offseason for the Frederica Knights. We're going to learn a lot about their character on Friday night. They will be at home. Bethesda's a pretty good team. So give me Bethesda to go to St. Simon's and knock off the Frederica Academy Knights. Deerfield Windsor at Valwood, the aforementioned Valwood Valiants. They are they got bumped down. They're now in AA in GISA, and they're probably the best AA team. They're probably, in my opinion, they're the favorite to win the AA GISA state championship. I just mentioned to you they had the Frederica quarterback, Stan Beverly. He transferred over from Frederica to Valwood, all-state quarterback. He's now a senior. He's going to be leading the charge for the Valiants, who were already really good. Deerfield Windsor heads over to Wintersville to play Valwood. Give me Valwood in that game in the opener. Pinewood at Bullock Academy. That is a rivalry game. Bullock, we're talking about state title contenders. Yeah, Bullock's in that category, too, in 4A. So give me Bullock Academy to take down Pinewood in the swamp in Statesboro. I'll take Bullock Academy. Those are your GISA kickoff games. There are a lot more GISA games going on. Those are the three that we're going to preview. And then next weekend, the GHSA kicks off. They actually are a handful of games going on Thursday night, and then, of course, the typical Friday night light games, right? So we're going to preview some of those, and then we'll go back over those, back over these next week as well. So just be ready for that. So Peach at Perry. Oh, man. That is – and a lot of these teams, because of the new classifications along with the new ranking system, a lot of these teams are playing juggernaut teams, like marquee games right out the gate because of the new ranking system. You got to beat good teams to get in. So Perry will host Peach. Give me Perry to win that game. I'm picking these games as we go. I have not even picked these games. Calvary Day will head to down to Brunswick between the bricks to play the Glen Academy Red Terrors. Glenn has a very good quarterback. They've got a couple of good running backs. Front seven is pretty good. Some questions in the secondary for the Glen Academy Red Terriers. Give me Calvary Day to go to Brunswick and win the game. Speaking of Brunswick, the Brunswick High Pirates, they will be at home on Friday night. That Calvary Day-Glenn game is a Thursday night game. Camden heads also between the bricks Friday night to play the Brunswick High Pirates with new head coach Byron Slack. Camden also has their own new head coach in Tucker Pruitt. Both of these teams lost quarterbacks from last year. Camden had the kid transfer in from Columbia, who's pretty good. Give me Camden to go to Brunswick and win, just simply because, and we saw Brunswick in the Ware County scrimmage a couple of weeks ago. They look good. I just feel better about Camden's quarterback situation. And I'm not saying that Brunswick's quarterback situation is bad. The kid that transferred in is pretty dang good. Colquitt at Thomas County Central. Blockbuster, right? Give me Colquitt to win the football game. Jenkins at Lounge. Here we go. You know, this is discrepancy in classification, but two premier programs. Give me Lounge at home to win the football game. Effingham at Richmond Hill. It's a very interesting game to me. I think that Effingham may be the best all-around team in their region. That includes Brunswick and Glenn. And then the folks up in Richmond Hill in Bryan County, I keep hearing them chirp saying, this is the best team we've ever had. So a very interesting game. The game is at the Hill in Richmond Hill. Give me Richmond Hill to win the football game. Valdosta at Jones County. I think Valdosta may end up being the best team in that 1-7A region, the SEC of high school football, as they like to say. Give me Valdosta to win the game on the road. Houston at West Forsyth. I like Houston there. I think Houston's going to have a big year. Again, here comes another blockbuster. Coffee at Parkview. Yeah. Coffee, the last few years, Coffee has struggled offensively a little bit. Give me Parkview there at home. Give me Parkview to knock off Coffee. New Hampstead at Bradwell. Bradwell is, as you know, they've gotten progressively better over the last 5 or 6 years. A couple of years where they have just missed the playoffs. We'll see what they have. I like New Hampstead. I think that's a better team. Give me New Hampstead. Screven at South Effingham. Why are we doing this game? Screven at South Effingham? Screven's going to go in there and blow the doors off of South Effingham. South Effingham rebuilding. It seems like they're always rebuilding. Eagles Landing at Northside Warner Robins. Speaking of rebuilding, boy, the pride and luster of the Northside Warner Robins program over the last 5 or 6 years has really come off. I do like them to win the game at Martin Stadium against Eagles Landing. Luella at Tift County. Give me Tift to win the game. Warner Robins at Veterans. That's a former region game. They're no longer in the same region. Warner Robins had a really weird year last year. Didn't play it up to expectation the regular season. Made a pretty decent playoff run. Remember, they lost to Wayne County last year, who had been like winless for 2 years. Give me Warner Robins on the road to win the football game. Toombs at Benedictine. Yeah, another blockbuster. But the thing is, you know, as good as Toombs is, they ain't play somebody like Benedictine in a while. So give me Benedictine, especially at home, to win that football game. Islands at Groves, a Savannah matchup. Give me Islands to go to Groves and win. Statesboro at Southeast Bullock. You talk about a rivalry game. You talk about passion, maybe even a little bit of hate in that football game. The game's in Brooklet at Southeast Bullock. the quarterback that Statesboro has. I like him a lot. Give me Statesboro to go to Brooklyn and win. Ware at Bainbridge. Now, I saw some things in that scrimmage game for Ware County. Defensively, they look really good, especially in the secondary. They ran the ball pretty well. Throwing the football didn't look great for Ware. It was okay. But give me Ware to go on the road and beat Bainbridge. But I think there might be a little chink in the armor over in Waycross. Liberty at Wayne. We talked about Wayne having a tough get-go. They've got a brand-new coach. New philosophy over there. Brand-new outlook. I think they get the win. I think they opened their season getting the W at home at JC Stadium against Liberty. MCA, McIntosh County Academy at Long County. I think MCA is a dark horse for a state championship. Give me MCA to go to Lutowisi and win. Bleckley at West Lawrence, blockbuster. Give me West Lawrence at home. Beach at Windsor Forest, another Savannah matchup. I don't know. I really don't know. Flip a dang coin. I'll go Windsor Forest since they're at home. Brooks County at Worth County. Worth had a phenomenal year last year, monster year. Give me Worth County. And Brooks, you know, Brooks is no slouch. They're a premier program themselves. Like I said, blockbuster. Lots of blockbuster games. Give me Worth at home. Brantley will go on the road to Bacon. Boy, things are rough over things are rough over in Nahanna. Give me Bacon at home to take down Brantley. Pierce heads over to Alabama to take on Coosa Christian, big-time national program over there. Give me Coosa Christian to win the game, but Pierce is dang good, y'all. Cook at Swainsboro. Swainsboro lost their coach. They did make a pretty good hire themselves. I like Swainsboro at home in the Tigers' den to win. Fitzgerald at Clinch. These games. This is like summer movie season. Blockbuster after blockbuster after blockbuster. Give me Clinch at home to beat Fitzgerald. Vidalia will head over to play Jeff Davis. Give me Jeff Davis at home to beat Vidalia. Dublin heads to Jasper. I'll take Dublin in that game. Johnson County and East Lawrence. Give me Johnson County in that game. While I was doing this, I told you I'm picking games as I go. I circled East Lawrence. I said, no, I'm gonna take Johnson County. Trutland at Bryan County. Bryan County, that program is beginning to trend upward. Give me Bryan County at home to beat Trutland. Here's another big-time rivalry game. The Metter Tigers, the ECI Bulldogs. That game will be played in Twin City. I like ECI a lot. I think they're going to have a really good year. Metter had that stretch for like 4 or 5 years, which is now 2 or 3 years ago, where they were getting to Final Fours, they were winning regions, and they've come back down to earth a little bit. ECI, I think, is a better football team. Give me ECI at home. Savannah Christian at Athens Academy. Good Lord, another blockbuster. Give me Savannah Christian to win the game. Charlton at West Nassau, another big-time rivalry game. That game just over those two schools are just over the border, Nassau County and Charlton County. Of course, Charlton at the very bottom of the state of Georgia and West Nassau at the very top of the state of Florida. But those two schools typically play every single year. Give me West Nassau. They have dominated this as of late. The Claxton Tigers will head to Twiggs. I like to say Claxton is the get-right game, but, you know, Twiggs, we're just starting the season. But give me Twiggs to get the W. And Portal will head to Wheeler. I think I like Wheeler in this game. I'm still learning a little bit about Portal. I've got some questions that are going to get answered in this football game against Wheeler. And those are this week's games, next week's games, all of those next week's games. We didn't do any of the GISA games for next week. We'll throw those in next week as well. But, man, we're finally here. It's football season. Yeah!
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. High school football officially kicks off this weekend in the GISA. The Frederica Academy Knights will be at home in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's, hosting the Bethesda Blazers. The Bullet Academy Gators will be at home in the Swamp in Statesboro, taking on rival Pinewood. And the Valwood Valiants also will be at home at Goddard Field, hosting the Deerfield Windsor Knights. Finally, it's football time. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
When you're more worried about your own injuries more than your IR fantasy lineup, Optum Orthopedics in Brunswick is the place to go. Their team of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons are locked in on providing cutting-edge treatments for your bone and joint ailments. If you're on the bench due to a bone or joint problem, visit the home team pros in Brunswick, Jessup, Richmond Hill, Statesboro, and Savannah to get you back in the game. Call or schedule online anytime in seconds to see the earliest available appointments.
It's the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Before that, I got to take care of some business. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Companions for Heroes, thesouthernsportsedition.com, and by Optum Orthopedics. I'll pull my read out, and I will read to you. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org. All right, so if you're not familiar with the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, this is basically what we do. There is a formula that is put in place, and it's a computer generated. This is not Jason Bishop picking these teams just randomly out of the sky, clear blue. There is a formula that spits these things out. To be eligible to be in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, you have to be south of I-16 or roundabout and you have to be east of I-75 and roundabout. And just because a team is ranked higher than a specific team does not mean that I am saying that Team X is better than Team Y. What I am saying is that they have done better within their schedule. That is how these things go. And these are preseason rankings. I am judging some of these rankings on what I have seen in the offseason, as well as what we witnessed in some of the scrimmage games. Okay, we will go from 10 to 1. All right, here we go. At number 10, all the way down south, on the coast, sort of, down in Kingsland, at number 10, the Camden County Wildcats. They have a top-notch receiver that is transferred in, top-notch quarterback that is transferred in. Both of those guys, I believe, are 4 stars, and they were pretty good already. The quarterback thing is the big thing to me. So we'll find out a little bit about Camden on Friday. They do have a tough game on the road at Brunswick. But at number 10 in the preseason rankings, I've got the Camden County Wildcats. At number 9, okay, Richmond Hill folks, this is you. We've heard all offseason, this is the best team that we've ever had here. You play in a tough region. You're in the region with Valdosta and Lowndes and Colquitt and Camden. This is now your opportunity. We're going to find out a little bit about you. You're going to be at home against Effingham. Effingham's a good football team. Mind you, they're a good football team. How great is Richmond Hill, if at all? Because remember, it wasn't that long ago. What are we talking? 4 or 5 years ago, we heard the same things coming out of Richmond Hill, that this was the best team that they ever had, and then they didn't make the playoffs. So the jury is out. We shall see, but I have in the preseason Richmond Hill at number 9. At number 8, I just mentioned the Effingham Rebels. They'll be playing against Richmond Hill in the opener. They will be heading to Richmond Hill to play that game. I pretty well feel that I've got a good grasp on what Effingham is, but I do have the, or I don't, the formula has them ranked ahead of Richmond Hill. And I think, and I don't know this because I don't talk to the formula, but I think the reason that Effingham is ranked ahead of Richmond Hill is because of what's on the schedule. It's a little bit softer of a schedule, especially region-wise, for Effingham than it is for Richmond Hill. But at number 8, the Effingham Rebels. At number 7, I was really surprised that the formula spit this team out as low as they did. I really thought that this team would be ranked a lot higher, actually. A little bit is an understatement. But at number 7, the formula has the Pierce County Bears at number 7. They've got a tough first matchup against Catoosa Christian. At number 6, a team that we typically see in these rankings, the Clinch County Panthers. They've got a pretty tough game, too, in week 1. But number 6, Clinch County. At number 5, a monster year for the Worth County Rams. They start the season, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, inside of the top 5. Or is if you're ranked 5th, are you considered inside of the top 5? Or how does that work? Like, what's the exact terminology? You tell me. At number 4, inside the top 5, the Benedictine Cadets. They'll play Toombs County. Like I said, Benedictine, in my opinion, whole different animal than what Toombs County has played the last several years, so a really good test for Toombs. And we'll see how good Benedictine is at the same time. At number 3, a team that we've gotten very accustomed to seeing in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Lowndes County Vikings, inside the top 3. Again, are they inside the top 3? But they're at number 3. At number 2, a team that I think is good enough to win the whole dang thing, the Valdosta Wildcats, check in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings at number 2. And the number 1 team preseason to start, I think I said, I had them, I did not drop them. I did these preseason rankings a few weeks ago. I had the same team at number 1. It's the first time ever in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings that a GISA team has been in the preseason rankings at number 1, and that is the Bullock Academy Gators. They are the number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So let's recap. At number 10, we've got Camden. At number 9, Richmond Hill. 8, Effingham. 7, Pierce. 6 is Clinch. 5 is Worth County. 4 is Benedictine, 3 is Lowndes, 2 is Valdosta, and the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Bullock Academy Gators. I could not be more excited. And, of course, we will have some games played the next time we do these rankings that count, especially with the GISA teams. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Optum Orthopedics. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup, and delivery options. New state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 off of I-95 in Brunswick. 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center. Friendly, honest service. Man, I have not been this excited to do a show in quite some time as I am today, because it is high school football time. I'm a high school football guy. That's what I am.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists, high quality work, Trane professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys. Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
For a hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Floyd Tire. Lowell and his family will take care of you and your friends and neighbors like their own. 2928 Norwich Street, across from the Dollar General. Tires, alignment, minor mechanic, and brakes. 912-264-6578. Pop on in to Floyd Tire. We'd love to see you Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Floyd Tire, a name you can trust.
As the weather heats up, it's important to dress cool. Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters has you covered with the best selection summer apparel. From bathing suits to flip-flops to fishing shirts to sunglasses, Gentlemen's and Ladies Outfitters is your go-to this summer. Johnny O, Duckhead, AFCO, Onward Reserve, and so much more. Locally owned and your destination for apparel since 1994 in the Harris Teeter Shopping Center. Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, keeping you and your family in style.
I told you that it was going to be a very heavy football-oriented show, and I was not kidding. So we're now going to transition over to some college football. Going to talk about week one or week zero of those games. Not really like a lot of big-time marquee matchups on the docket for that first Saturday, but it is still college football. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Optum Orthopedics. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com, J-A-X-Shrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable, family fun. So the college football, should we do a bid? I mean, there's only like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games to preview. Should we do a bid for 8? Yeah, let's do a bid for 8 games. Go ahead and fire that thing up. Yeah, it's a little, okay, there we go. All right, so North Carolina versus TCU, that game's going to be played over in Dublin. That's probably the headliner of this of that first Saturday, which is August the 29th. And again, I haven't picked these games, much like I didn't do with the high school stuff. I'm just going to pick as we go. Give me, boy, Bill Belichick really needs to win this game. Give me North Carolina to win the football game and get that 2026 campaign for Bill Belichick off to a good start. NC State at Virginia. Who knows? You don't ever know about Virginia and NC State in the ACC. You just sometimes and then sometimes not. And when it's sometimes, it's always a surprise, I guess. Give me Virginia at home. San Jose State at USC, Southern Cal. Give me Southern Cal at home. That's a pay game. We'll pay you, and you'll come to us, and we will beat the brakes off of you. Jacksonville State at North Dakota State. Interesting enough to me, at least, that Jacksonville State's making the trip to North Dakota State for this game. Give me Jacksonville State to beat North Dakota State. I am intrigued why North Dakota State is not the team that's on the road and getting a buyout here. Sacramento State at Eastern Michigan. This is basically the equivalent of Georgia Southern going to Georgia. Eastern Michigan plays the role of Georgia here. Sacramento State plays the role of Georgia Southern. Give me Eastern Michigan to win the football game. Hawaii at Stanford. They'll come across the water to play Stanford in California. So give me Stanford to beat Hawaii, but I'm not completely sold on that. I think that's the way it will go. New Mexico State at Florida State. They'll be in Tallahassee. That is one of those buyout games. We'll pay you to come get cremated. Boy, Florida State, they really need to have a good year. The New Mexico State game, they really need to get off on a good foot. They need to put one of those games together that's like 56-10. That's what Florida State needs to do, at least for the time being, to pacify the fan base, because it is getting hot in Tallahassee. Memphis at UNLV. Give me Memphis to go on the road to win that football game over in Las Vegas. But I do like Memphis. I think Memphis has got a pretty good football team, as they have had for the last few years. So Memphis over UNLV to win the football game. So I've got North Carolina over TCU over in Dublin. NC State over, or excuse me, Virginia over NC State. USC over San Jose State. Jacksonville State over North Dakota State. Eastern Michigan over Sacramento State. Stanford over Hawaii. Florida State over New Mexico State. And Memphis on the road to beat UNLV. I don't know about you, but it feels amazing to sit here and talk about college football and games that are on the horizon. We're still a couple of weeks away, but it is right there. And then once we get into week one, we're going to call this week zero. Once we officially get into week one, a lot more games and several more marquee matchups in the college football landscape. So we're almost there, but it is football season. Thank you, Jesus.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They have been taking care of folks just like you for 30 years. High quality work from trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, a Carrier Factory authorized dealer, and financing available. 912-264-9747. Or check them out online at airadjusters.com.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
The friendly staff at Golnaz Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnaz Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golnaz Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
The best sports bar on St. Simon's Island? Live Oak Tavern. And that is not just us saying it. Live Oak Tavern was voted best sports bar on St. Simon's, best burger and best wings by Best of St. Simon's. With 13 TVs, Live Oak Tavern is the best spot on St. Simon's to catch a game, whatever season it is. 2463 Demery Road in the shops at Demery on St. Simon's, Monday through Friday lunch specials, musical bingo on Tuesdays, and house trivia on Wednesdays. 912-634-2002. For call-in orders, Live Oak Tavern, your live sports home on St. Simon's.
Looking for a pediatric practice that does it all? Sandbar Pediatrics is here to serve you. Primary care, x-rays, urgent care, physicals, and more. All walk-ins welcome. Whether your child needs a routine checkup or something more serious, our experienced team is here to help. 617 Palisade Drive off Exit 29 in Brunswick, right next to Golden Isles Pharmacy. 912-694-1094 for appointments or sandbarpediatrics.com. Sandbar Pediatrics, where your child's health comes first.
And now back on the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And now joining me, Dr. Wesley Stroud from Optum Orthopedics. Dr. Stroud, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. So, you know, one thing the Braves have done for a better part, close to 2 years, is they have given us plenty of content to talk about with injuries.
It's nonstop.
It has been. So the latest, Ronaldo Lopez, ends up on the 15-day IL, Dr. Stroud, and he's got what they're calling, I guess, tendonitis or inflammation in his left knee. So for those folks that are not really familiar with what that is, explain it to us.
So in all likelihood, as a right-handed pitcher, that left lead leg, just the force that knee sees during a pitching motion can lead to some micro tears in the tendons, particularly the patellar tendon, quadriceps tendon. And with overuse, as many pitches as these guys are throwing, those micro tears can lead to inflammation and pain, discomfort. But ultimately, again, I think his MRI was negative, my understanding. I anticipate it being a quick recovery. He's working with some of the top athletic trainers, physical therapists, and with some rest and rehab, I anticipate him coming back ready to go.
Let me ask this question, if this might have played a role in it. So if you remember, Lopez started the year in the starting rotation, and then they moved him to the bullpen. So now you're getting shorter outings. And so he pitched, I don't know, a good third of the year in the bullpen. Then they had some injuries in the starting rotation. They moved him back to the starting rotation and stretched him out. Do you think that had anything, any kind of role, played any role in this?
It certainly could have. Just more time on the mound. Again, if he's dealing with the pre-existing tendonitis, that could certainly cause it to acutely flare up and lead to the situation we're in now. But again, according to the MRI, or at least what I read, there's nothing concerning for a tear or something that's going to prevent him from continuing to pitch.
So what is your timetable? They've got him on the 15-day IL. Is that about right?
He should be ready to go within the next week or so, I would anticipate.
When he comes back, if you're his physician, what are you looking for, trying to keep an eye on things? You don't obviously want the injury to be a recurring one. So what are you keeping an eye on?
So he's going to continue working with the athletic trainers, doing some exercises, really focusing on quadriceps strengthening, and I'm sure an anti-inflammatory, ice compression, all of those things. But as long as his symptoms don't flare up to where they were, obviously, here recently, I don't anticipate him needing any more time off.
Again, joining us from Optum Orthopedics, Dr. Wesley Stroud. So with him being ready to go probably, right about, I think they pushed it back to where they, retroed it all the way back to the 31st of July. So you're That's looking right. at middle of August for him being back. You've got no concerns about anything being long-term. This is just kind of one of those things.
It's one of those things that, has the potential to flare up again, but shouldn't lead to, any need for surgery or, a long stint on the injury reserve, anything like that. So I think, at least I'm hopeful that he'll come back pitching and, if we need to keep him in the starting lineup, hopefully he'll be ready to step up to the mound and get it done.
Yeah.
We're playing better again. Last time you had me on, we went into a slump. Hopefully,
we were struggling.
Knock on wood, yeah. Doesn't happen again.
Let's hope he's going to be okay, because even after the trade deadline, pitching rotation is very thin, not a lot of places to go. Let me ask you the question, though. Anytime that there's a pitcher that says, hey, my knee doesn't feel right, and then you find inflammation in there. Mm-hmm. As a physician, as a doctor, what is the cause for concern when you have the inflammation? Now, in this case, right, doesn't look like there's anything serious, but when you hear that word inflammation, it always raises an eyebrow, doesn't it?
It does, and it's a general term. It's ultimately his body's reaction to these. If in fact it is patellar tendonitis or quadriceps tendonitis, when you have those micro tears, the body brings in inflammatory cells for the healing process, and that leads to swelling, discomfort. And so it's your body's response to, repetitive overuse. And that's the case with his lead leg, taking all that force each time he pitches. But at the end of the day, with rest, ice, doing the proper physical therapy, which I'm sure he is, and then anti-inflammatory medications, it should calm down and he should be able to get back to the mound without issue.
Well, fantastic. You answered my last question, so I appreciate that. Dr. Stroud, thanks for taking the time. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Companions for Heroes, thesouthernsportsedition.com, and by Optum Orthopedics. When you're worried about your own injuries more than your IR fantasy lineup, Optum Orthopedics is the place to go. Their team of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons are locked in on providing cutting-edge treatment for your bone and joint ailments. If you're on the bench due to a bone or joint problem, visit the home team pros in Brunswick, Jessup, Richmond Hill, Statesboro, and Savannah to get you back in the game. Call 912-644-5300 or schedule online anytime in seconds to see the earliest available appointments at OptumOrthopedics.com. Now, one of the other things that I want to do, and I guess we'll do it on the other side of the break, the preseason rankings for college football have been released, and I don't know that I really agree with a whole lot of the stuff that they're talking about, but I guess we'll... I guess we'll find. I will give you my opinion on those things on the other side.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
That transmission not up to snuff or just need the whole thing overhauled? Shifters is your trusted source to get your vehicle running the way it should. Off the spur, in the Golden Isles Plaza, Shifters is your transmission specialist. Not just transmissions, but brakes, AC work, and general repair too. For over 25 years, this community has trusted Shifters and all of their work is warrantied. 912-289-9496 and shifterstransmissions.com. Shifters, a shift in the right direction.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Makin' Light. Monday through Saturday, both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
I told you in the last segment that we're going to talk about the college football preseason rankings. We will do that. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Optum Orthopedics. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights, and Sweet Tea. All right, so we're actually gonna go from one on down. There's we will go a little bit outside of the top 10 here because there are some interesting there are some interesting rankings in my opinion. The one that I completely 1,000% agree with at number one. Preseason, the Ohio State Buckeyes. I do think they are the team to beat in the college football world going on what they have on paper in their roster. After you get outside of number one, things get a little weird. The number two team that they have, and again, this is the AP, the Oregon Ducks at number two, also another Big Ten team. I just don't see Oregon being the second best team in the country. Like, I would move them down. Now, granted, would I have them in the top 10? Sure. Inside the top five? Probably not, but they are ranked second. Not a fan of that. At number three is Notre Dame. Same thing. They're ranked third. Would I have them in the... I don't even know if I'd have them in the top 10. I'd have them in the top 15. Ranked third? That's immensely high. But, you know, they get the benefit of the doubt because they're Notre Dame, and then they'll go through their sorry schedule, play nobody, and then they'll get in the playoffs, and then we'll find out about them when they get into the college football playoff. You know, as long as they don't lose more than two games, they'll be in. But I'd have them down. At number four, you've got Georgia. In my opinion, Georgia's number two. Georgia's the second best team in the country. Well, excuse me. Georgia's number three. Georgia's the third best team in the country. So having them fourth, I mean, it's close. But I do think that I would have them three, maybe two. But I think three is where I would put them. At number five is Indiana. That's ludicrous. You're putting Indiana in because they won the national championship last year. Okay, fine. They're in the top five because of that. But at the end of the day, Mendoza was the train that stirred the drink. The metaphor doesn't work, but just go with it. and he's gone. And I just don't see them. I don't even see them as a college football playoff team. I really don't. So inside the top five, I think that is grossly overrated for the Indiana Hoosiers. And, you know, it's not like we're talking about a program in Ohio State, a Georgia and Alabama that have done it year in, year out. They had one dang good year. Yeah, it was good enough to win a national championship, but it was still just one year. Let's do it at least a couple before we start perennially ranking a team inside the top five. At number six, Texas, I'd have them second. I think Texas is the second best team. I think that really the teams that are the three best teams. I think Ohio State is head and shoulders above everybody else, but I think there are two teams that really have a realistic chance of beating them, and that's Texas and Georgia. I'd have Texas at number two and not six, and I'd have Georgia three. And actually, add Miami to that list too, that they're capable of beating Ohio State. Texas, Georgia, Miami. Miami is ranked seventh. I would have them fifth. I would definitely move them up. At number eight, Texas Tech. I get it. Texas Tech had a good year last year. Again, same thing with Indiana. Now, granted, Texas Tech's had a little bit more success than Indiana, but same thing. You know, we need to see it for more than one year. At number nine, Texas A&M. I'd have them up. I don't think I'd have them in the top five, but I'd have them six or seven. I think A&M's going to have a really good year. At number 10, to round things out, LSU. And I think that's right. I think that's spot on. I think that's where LSU should be. So just to let you know, four of the top 10 teams in these preseason rankings are SEC teams. At 11 is Oklahoma. I'd have Oklahoma inside the top 10, by the way. Interestingly enough, Alabama is 13th. I think that's about right. I think we're now going to start witnessing Alabama start to backpedal and be just another program instead of being Alabama. Tennessee is 14. I think that's a little high for Tennessee. I don't think that they're a college football playoff team. I know they got there last year, but I just don't think that they're as good as they were last year. So 14, I think, is a little high. 16 for Ole Miss. You got to be kidding me. You got to be dang kidding me. Trinidad Chambliss moves on, and that was basically the heart and soul of that thing. That was what made that train that's what made that train stir the drink. I know it's a bad metaphor. Go with it. I kind of like it. I might keep saying it. I'd have Ole Miss, probably not even in the top 25. Florida is ranked 20th. This is ridiculous. Quarterback issues, roster issues, new coach, all the stuff, and you got them ranked inside the top 20? No way. 23 is Clemson. Again, I think they're getting the benefit of the doubt because they're Clemson. I wouldn't have them in the top 25. 24, South Carolina, same thing. They're not a top 25 team. You know, they lose the quarterback, and, you know, you scratch your head. And then 20, right outside of the top 25, you've got Auburn ranked 26th. They lose, his name is escaping me off the top of the head, but the all-world receiver that they had, Cam Cameron maybe, whatever it is, he transfers out, and you've got them on the brink of getting into the top 25, and they've had quarterback issues for, God, I don't know, 10 years. So, you know, that's my opinion. Ohio State, sure. Oregon, no. Notre Dame, no. They're ranked too high. Indiana shouldn't be in the top 10 at all. Maybe not even the top 25, in my opinion, but dang, they got them there. So, you know, what do you do? This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. At the end of the day, the four teams that are capable of winning a national championship, unless some dark horse like Indiana again comes along, but the four teams that I think are your perennial favorites, Ohio State, Georgia, Texas, and Miami. Mind you, two of those four teams, what conference did they play in? Is the SEC. Yes, I know Big Ten, you've won however many national championships in a row, I get it, but when you go top to bottom, from the very top to the very bottom, the SEC is deeper. Maybe the teams at the top of the Big Ten are arguably in the top of the country and can play with the Georgias and the Texases. But when you get past, I don't know, the top three teams in that conference, everything gets really mediocre really fast.
The Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. High school football officially kicks off this weekend in the GISA. The Frederica Academy Knights will be at home in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's, hosting the Bethesda Blazers. The Bullock Academy Gators will be at home in the Swamp in Statesboro, taking on rival Pinewood. And the Valwood Valiants also will be at home at Goddard Field, hosting the Deerfield Windsor Knights. Finally, it's football time. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
When you're more worried about your own injuries more than your IR fantasy lineup, Optum Orthopedics in Brunswick is the place to go. Their team of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons are locked in on providing cutting-edge treatments for your bone and joint ailments. If you're on the bench due to a bone or joint problem, visit the home team pros in Brunswick, Jessup, Richmond Hill, Statesboro, and Savannah to get you back in the game. Call or schedule online anytime in seconds to see the earliest available appointments.